Turning now to some news from the world of sports and women's college hoops, Heather LeBlanc continues to have a great season for the Norwich Cadets, but even her 18-point effort last night could not slow down the Emmanuel Saints and a 72-47 defeat in Boston. The loss snaps the Cadets' three-game winning streak, but Norwich is still well above 500 on the season, 12-8 overall, and 7-5 against opponents in the Great Northeast Atlantic Conference. No shame in falling to the Saints. They sport a 15-6 overall record, and they've lost just once in 12 GNAC games this season. LeBlanc did garner an individual award named the GNAC Player of the Week, although I am sure she would gladly have traded that in for a win against the Saints. Some big college basketball games are set for this weekend. The Castleton Spartan women's team sits in third place in the Great Northeast Atlantic Conference, and they've won three of their last four. They face Thomas College tonight and Maine Farmington on Saturday. The Castleton men, meanwhile, will try to break out of a four-way tie in the GNAC, hosting two of the teams they're deadlocked with now in fourth place, and the same schools the women will be facing as well. They have a tip-off tonight against Thomas College and then Maine Farmington Saturday at Glenbrook Gym. If hockey is more of your game, the Spartans have a home-and-home against Skidmore that will have a big impact on the standings as the teams wrap up regular season play. Castleton is currently in fourth place in the NEHC, just 1 point ahead of Skidmore. And the Castleton women face off against nationally ranked teams in Norwich on Friday and New England College on Saturday. Other women's weekend games include New Hampshire at UVM tonight, Manhattanville at St. Michael's, and Middlebury on the road at Wesleyan. In men's college hockey, UVM visits Notre Dame. St. Michael's travels to Boston to skate against UMass. And Norwich is at Babson. Middlebury will host Wesleyan. In the NHL last night, Matt Reed of the Philadelphia Flyers broke out of a scoring drought that stretched back to early November, netting the goal that broke a 1-1 tie in the third period on a blistering slap shot. That led the Philadelphia Flyers to an eventual 3-1 win over the visiting Montreal Canadiens. The recently acquired from Tampa Bay Nikita Nesterov scored the lone goal for Montreal. In Buffalo, the New York Rangers went to overtime against the Sabres, and they won it on a goal by Chris Kreider. The 2-1 win snaps a two-game losing streak for the Blue Shirts. They had lost both those games at home at Madison Square Garden. And apparently there's a football game this weekend. Kind of a big one, I guess. Some are describing it as super. Well, we'll see. One way or the other, history will be made. If the New England Patriots emerge victorious, Tom Brady will become the first quarterback in NFL history to win five Super Bowl rings, breaking a tie with Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana. Ditto for Pats coach Bill Belichick, who has four rings and with a win could try to fit one over his thumb, and surpass former Steelers coach Chuck Knoll. If the Falcons win, it'll be Atlanta's first ever NFL championship, and this game really should be super, at least on paper. With Atlanta coming in with the league's highest scoring offense, the Patriots' defense having allowed the fewest points in the league, although they are better known for their offense. It's a tough call prediction-wise, and the Patriots as three-point favorites seems about right. It does have the feel of a game that could come down to a make-or-break field goal to win it, which might make Patriots fans a bit nervous because Steven Gostkowski has not been quite as reliable this season as he has been in years past. He's even missed on more than 1 point after touchdown kick attempts. But despite the Falcons having a quarterback that's having an MVP season in Matt Ryan, the game's most dangerous wide receiver in Julio Jones, and a defense that's gotten better with each passing game, I am cautiously optimistic the Patriots will win. Chris Hogan had a monster game against Pittsburgh and will likely garner a lot more attention in the Atlanta secondary as a result of that. But the ground game may be more significant for New England in this one than expected, with the potential for LeGarrette Blount to have a big game and little Dion Lewis, who's had some bad luck with injuries that's kept him out of the postseason the past couple of years, is likely licking his chops at a chance to make up for it with perhaps the biggest game of his career. We'll find out how it all shakes out on Sunday night.